A group of Kansas legislators visited the campus of Kansas State University this fall with the stated purpose of learning more about higher education financing. In other words, how the university budgets and uses its money. They wanted an open dialogue with university leadership on the monetary pressures facing Kansas State and other Regents institutions. Following the visit, Kansas State President Kirk Schultz says, "Any time you get a large group of lawmakers like this in a room, the questions will concern just about everything."
Our goal was to have those folks visit and understand a lot more about the financial aspects of Kansas State, to learn how we spend our money, to give us an opportunity to reinforce that we have talented faculty and staff that are not going to stick around if we can't pay them appropriately, and that the state needs to continue to invest in higher education and not divest in higher education. Those were themes that really all came up.
Does it bother you that people who had already decided on, voted on our budget, came here asking you to explain what you do?
I think there's lots of opportunities to have those kind of dialogues and those kind of questions, and it's always unfortunate when those occur after the fact, right? We've already made the decision, but I'm a glass-is-half-full type of person, and generally speaking, if we can have those folks on campus and they are asking questions generally to be informed, I think that that puts us in a better position in the next legislative session, because they've had a lot of those questions that they could ask that you can't really do well during a legislative session where you got 2 minutes of somebody's time. I expected, frankly, a more hostile set of questions. We got probing questions, but I don't think anybody came with an axe to grind to show that somehow we're mismanaged, misled, or that we're not using our money well.
So, all said and done, what do you think is going to happen in January with, let's say, the entire region's budget and then bringing it down to Kansas State's budget?
Yeah, my sense is that there's a strong desire to come out of this legislative session by a lot of the legislators with higher education flat. No new money, no restoration of money cut from last year, but at least no further cuts. The elephant in the room is the K-12 Supreme Court decision that at least a lot of the prognosticators are talking about. That's going to say that the Kansas has got to invest more in K-12. Until the Supreme Court decision comes down, who knows? But that's what people are expecting. And how our legislature decides to deal with that will have more ramifications on higher education funding than anything else. If they decide that they're going to, you know, challenge it constitutionally or some other things, they could kick the can down the road and not have to decide in this session. If, on the other hand, though, they've got to pay a $500 million bill, where's that money going to come from? Reserve funds? Are you going to be able to continue to cut taxes? Are you going to slash higher education, everything else you can to come up with that money? Those are all possibilities. And I think we're going to have to work really hard if that comes down to make sure that higher education funding remains flat and we don't take another significant cut because they don't need to cut us.
In your mind, what have lawmakers done to education just across the board in Kansas?
I don't feel that the majority of our elected officials anymore feel that education is just for the greater good, that one of the roles of a state, one of the roles of a legislature, one of the roles of a governor in general is that we want a highly educated citizenry. That, I believe, existed in many places, particularly in the Midwest 30 years ago. Where we've gone is now people want to say, well, what's the return on investment, like a financial calculation? If I put this money into an education, what am I going to get out of it? Those calculations are okay, but I worry that if we do that, we're going to turn ourselves into, you know, a trade school, or what job are you going to get the first day you graduate? And I don't think that that's really what we want in the long term, because we need people that are educated for a changing workforce. We're trying to educate people now to be flexible. So for that job 20 years from now, they're prepared because they think broadly, they think critically, they have good communication skills, and they work hard. Those are the kinds of things I think have to be part of our educational experience, and we're going to miss out on those if we're not careful.
What do all of these cuts in education, what do they do to a student's ability to get an education?
Well, we have more of our students now that are taking part-time jobs than we did before. We have more of our students now that graduate with debt than they did before. And I think all those things curtail a student's ability to get an education or focus on their education while they're in school. I also think if we're not careful, we're going to diminish the role of the liberal arts and those particular areas which teach very important things to students, because will a student major in English or philosophy or these other areas if they say, well, gee, I can't get a $90,000 a year job coming out of this, so that's not important? Well, as I mentioned to the legislators, J.P. Bilbrey, K-State graduate, CEO of Hershey, got his degree from K-State in psychology. Not in finance, not in business, not in engineering, not in agriculture, but in psychology. And he's very proud of the positive impact that degree program has made on his ability to run a major company. I say that because when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you don't know what you're going to do in your life. And I think if we're too focused on you got to know at 18 what you're going to do, and that's what you're going to major in so that you can do X, Y, or Z, we're doing the state of Kansas a disfavor.
If our budget is held flat in the next legislative session, what happens to tuition next fall?
Yeah, tuition will go up. Probably it'll be less than it did this last year, but we're still looking at 4 or 5% kind of tuition increases. What needs to happen, in my opinion, if the legislature would provide us the needed resources and we were able to keep our tuition flat, 0% raise. That's the kind of position I would like to be in. And several other states in our region are doing that now. And I think it's going to put us at a competitive disadvantage as a state if we have to keep jacking tuition up to maintain the facilities, to make sure we have great faculty and staff, to do the things we need to. And other states are investing in higher education and keeping tuition flat puts us at a disadvantage, particularly over a several-year period where that tends to multiply on itself.
So how do we compare right now as far as tuition goes with the neighboring states, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Colorado?
We're significantly less than Colorado, as people might expect. But we're about on par with Missouri, Nebraska, those states, within a few percentage points. Oklahoma is cheaper. But I get concerned as some of those other states, Nebraska and some others, continue to invest in higher education, that if we start becoming much more expensive than anybody else in the region, I think we'll have more of our students elect to go out of state to school. We'll have trouble bringing in brain power from other states to come to K-State or Kansas universities and be educated. I just think overall it's incremental each year. Each year you can look and say, well, it's not that big of a difference, but then you map it out over 5 or 6 years and you think, my word, what have we done to ourselves? And that's my concern, is really looking out, not 1 year window or 2 year, but 10 years out, when people are going to look back and say, why weren't they a little bit smarter back then to make sure to put ourselves in a more competitive position?
Do you really think we'll get that flat budget?
I'm pretty confident, yes, that we'll do the flat budget. The real debate at the beginning of the session will be restoration of the budget cuts from last year. I would love to think that that would happen. I think that's very, very difficult politically to ever see that happen. So I'm going in expecting a flat budget's where we're going to be. We're going to start from the perspective that we need a flat budget plus restoration of the salary dollars that were cut out of our budget last year. I think that would be extraordinary if that happened. I don't expect that to happen.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.